Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Stevie, hello, hello. Welcome to the Soul Business Podcast. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited too. A mutual friend, colleague introduced us. Jess, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to diving in, learning more about you. You are a self-love coach. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
So tell us what that means to you. Mm-hmm. And actually, let's start there. What does that mean to you?
So my definition, there's all sorts of, self-love is kind of a hot word right now, right? But and a hot topic. And I think there's all sorts of definitions and you know, definitions to other people. But I think self-love to me means a continual commitment to show up for yourself and a continual commitment to deepen your spiritual path. That's what it means to me.
Mm, beautiful. And why in your opinion are people... How do they fall off the train? Like, why is this like such a practice that someone needs to cultivate?
Well, I think sometimes we like a lot of, I think self-love isn't taught, first of all.
And yes.
I don't think we are taught what self-love means in most families and most childhoods. And so if you don't have, if self-love wasn't modeled to you, and then you're not taught self-love or how to cultivate safety in your body. And then we have trauma and old wounding and all that kind of thing that goes into it. Yeah. Then we never really have a connection with the body. And so a lot of my work is helping people reconnect to their body and integrating the belief and the idea that it's safe to be in the body and it's safe to feel, and the body is a really safe place to inhabit. So I think that's why it's so important, because if we don't fundamentally believe we're safe, then that's how you get anxiety. That's how you get depression. That's how you get overwhelmed. That's how you get fear. If you don't think that your emotions are safe to feel.
Sure. And then using tons of distraction techniques to avoid those feelings at all costs.
Totally.
Jesse, what's your story? How did you get into this work in the first place? I imagine that you've had some experiences in your life that have guided you to this practice.
Yeah. So my journey began as a health coach before I even knew that self-love coaching was a thing or that, you know, deeper emotional life coaching was a thing. And I was at a point in my life 4 years ago where I just felt completely lost. Mm-hmm. I kind of identified with going through a quarter life crisis and just had no idea where I was going with my life, was working a dead end job, wasn't connected to my body, really in self-loathing. And there was, I have told this story on tons of podcasts, but there was this one night where I got home from my retail job. I was really feeling crappy. I was watching the Mindy Project and I just had like wrist deep in an ice cream carton. And I had this moment where I was like, is this really all I have to offer the world? You know, is this really all that I am going to give and that I'm all that I'm capable of?
And were you just in like a corporate job, like 9 to 5 kind of thing? Or
no, I was in a retail job.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yep. And just really unhappy and felt just totally disconnected from what my purpose was. And so I had this kind of like resounding, no, this is not all what you're made for. You're made for so much more. Stop playing small kind of thing. And so I wasn't exactly sure what that meant exactly, like as far as a career or a path, but I knew that I had to just start deepening my own self-love, my own health. Like my health was not great at the time.
Okay.
And so in healing my own body and getting connected with my own body and healing some of my own symptoms, that brought me into health coaching. Got into health coaching. I'm doing the fast version. I got into health coaching, yeah. Was doing these 6-month programs with people and realized, oh my gosh, this is not about food at all. Like I could give you all the meal plans, all the kale salad recipes in the world, and that's not going to fix your heart or heal your heart. Mm-hmm. And so I had another kind of aha moment about a year later where I was like, I want to help people with emotional work. I want to help people with spiritual work. I want to help people get reconnected to their bodies because, again, a meal plan is not going to heal trauma. It's not going to heal old stories that you've been carrying for your whole life. Mm-hmm. And so I got certified. I found a program that certified me in doing this deeper work.
And what was that?
Hungry for Happiness.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. It was a really intensive year and just was so confronting in my own beliefs about myself and my own stories that I was perpetuating. And I think what really makes a fantastic coach and a masterful coach is embodying the work on yourself mm-hmm. and not just putting your coach hat on and taking your coach hat off at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so have been doing this deeper work ever since.
Beautiful. I'm just curious, had you been privy to this kind of personal growth and personal development world prior to that aha moment of, is this all, and hearing that no?
No.
Or was this really?
No. I was like, what's personal development? What's healing? What's spiritual? Who is the universe?
That is so fascinating. So that's so interesting. I want to just really acknowledge you for hearing that. No. And obviously you are giving me the fast version, but you're also telling me that it was only 4 years ago that you kind of started on your own personal growth and you've now created a business around that. And I'd love to actually shift over to, if you're open, a little bit of the business conversation, because I know that a lot of women on here going, wow, like how has she done this in 4 years? And she's got a great following on social media. And I can imagine that you're working with, you know, quite a few clients. And just really what that journey has looked like from you in being on your own personal journey and then putting that out into the world in a rather short period of time.
Yeah. So I think that, again, coming back to the embodiment piece, my mentor, one of my favorite things that my mentor ever told me was, you can only take people as deep as you've gone yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so a huge part of it, it sounds silly, but a huge part of my business is my own work and my own healing and my own coach and my own therapist, you know, like a huge part, especially because I'm doing deep emotional and spiritual work.
Yeah.
My own healing is like primary and so, so deeply close to my heart. And so I think great coaches never stop learning. And I want to comment on this because I think there's a difference here, because what I see a lot, and this was so my story, and I see it a lot in the coaching industry, where it's just one more thing will fix me. One more course, one more program, one more, you know,
exhale to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like one more thing will, then I'll be worthy of getting payment. Then I can get paid. Then I'll do the things, like then I can charge. Then I'll know all the things and I'll be able to get my clients transformation. I'm just like, I had to be like, Stevie, stop. Just take a breath for a second. You know, just take a breath for a second. There is something in the always chasing that I was avoiding feeling. Mm. So reading every book, listening to every podcast, going to the seminars, all the things, you know, we coaches have a hunger for learning and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I just would say to people listening, be honest with the approach. Are you coming at it from a place of lack because you think you're not worthy and so all these things are going to make me worthy?
Mm.
Or is it, you truly just want to learn, like intention behind consumption always.
I love that. Intention behind consumption. Yeah. Why are you consuming and purchasing and investing back in yourself? And so, I'd be curious what your answer to that is for yourself as a lifelong learner and someone dedicated to your own personal growth and development.
Yeah. So I always ask myself, is it from love or fear? So before I, now intention behind consumption can also be with food, with social media, with all the things. What's my intention? Is my intention to numb out, to escape, to not feel? Then there's something to look at there. Mm-hmm. Is my intention to enjoy this glass of wine, to enjoy this piece of cake, to really let every piece of pleasure into my body and enjoy it and enhance the moment? Great, eat it. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to coming back to the courses in business, am I purchasing something or investing myself because there's a fear that I'm not worthy, or that I'm not worthy if I don't do this? Mm. Or is this coming from a place of love that I'm so excited to learn? Also, a question to ask is this a course that is teaching me something? Is this knowledge that I need that I can't find within myself?
Mm.
You know, like I would take a course on taxes because I have no idea how to do taxes.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So like, sure. is this a course because I need the knowledge and I know that this is going to further my business and my growth? Or is this because I think I'm not worthy and I just need more knowledge to
fill a hole? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. So one of the things that a lot of my clients was like, how do you know? Like, how do you listen? Right. It's mm-hmm. like, I'd be curious to hear what your answer, like, how do you, like, so you ask that question, or one of the things I'll talk about a lot is, you know, doing a meditation practice in the morning and really asking source, like, how would you have me work? How would you have me drop in? Who would you have me speak to? And what would you have me say? Yeah. And then really finding the courage to then go and take that action in the world, even though your mind is going, oh my God, I can't share that, or I can't post that, or I can't do that live, or I can't reach out to that person in fear of rejection. But one of the questions I'll get asked every once in a while is how do you actually listen to that answer?
To the body, right?
Yeah, to the body.
Yeah. So the first, integrating the belief and trust in your body, that your body holds the wisdom. Your body has all the answers. And so then it just becomes a matter of getting really quiet, really still, and really, really present. Mm. And when you're really present, you're connected to your senses, you're connected to your body, you're breathing down into your belly, then I would say, are you feeling contraction or expansion? Like when you ask yourself a question, do you feel a tightness or do you feel like a softening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That for me, I mean, I can only speak for like what I feel in my body, but a contraction and an expansion is what I feel in my body. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what I'll take my clients through is a visceral yes or visceral no exercise.
Mm.
So we'll start really simple. So I'll do it with you. So, you know, if you were to close your eyes and tap into your body.
Yes.
Is your name Heidi? And you don't have to say it out loud. So you just feel into your body. Is your name Heidi? Do you have red hair? Do you live in Texas? Are you a coach? And I would do a longer version of this.
Beautiful.
But
yeah.
Just so you hear, and you also might feel too. So you kind of toggle in between like an easy yes and an easy no. Mm-hmm. Where do you feel the yes? Like some clients will say, I feel yes in my feet. Like I feel very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Or I feel yes in my heart. Okay. Where do you feel no? I feel contraction in my belly.
Yeah.
Or I feel pressure behind my eyes.
Yeah. That's so interesting. And some people probably feel stronger than they would hear. Right. Internally. Yeah. So it's like, I just hear.
Okay.
I just hear it, and I can like kind of hear it in my chest or my belly. But for me, it's more of just like a very direct.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yes. No. No.
And then you can kind of graduate to bigger or I guess quote unquote harder decisions or you know, situations that you're asking about.
Yeah. And if I may just jump in here, what's so important about what Stevie's saying, you guys, is that when she says more important questions, it's ones that you think that you need to know the answer to, like that there's some weight on the answer. Like, how would you have me go find my next client? Like, there is part of you, there's that ego part of you or that quote unquote smaller self part of you that really feels like you need to know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
And so for you to practice with these kind of easier, like non-weighted questions that you really like, it's like, of course my hair is blonde. Of course my hair isn't red. Like who cares? That has no weight in like the determining what I'm going to do today in terms of business, money, et cetera. And instead just dropping in and that, and then when you can practice that, you're then able to open up, I'll just call it to the more creative, the more to source, to the universe, to really speak to you in a way. And you guys know, I always say like you ask these questions and you may not find the answer. Like when you ask like, what is it that I meant to say today? Or how would you have me serve today? You know, it may not come through in that exact instant. You may not hear it right away or feel it right at that moment, but you may feel it or hear it in the shower 10 minutes later or on your drive to an appointment or to a meeting. And it's really about just practice. I love that exercise, Stevie. Cause it's really, there's no pressure in finding the answers to those things. It's really getting connected to the body.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think, I'm not sure if this is your experience, Heidi, but I think also when you're coming into yes and no, you know you're tapped into intuition when there's no chaos.
Yeah.
It's a stillness. Whereas when you're in the mind, there's a back and forth. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Instead of just like drop, like, oh yeah, that's a direct knowing.
Right. Right.
And I don't know about you, but I find like with a lot of the women that I work with, they have a direct experience in some part of their life. Like they do have an access point. Maybe it's, you know, a lot of the women I work with are partnered or married or whatever. And it's like, they just know, like you go through, you kiss all the frogs and then it's like, oh, right. Like I know in my gut that this is my partner. Or when you walk into a new apartment or a house or whatever it may be, and you're like, exhale, like, oh yeah, this is the one that I was supposed to experience or whatever, you know, you have an access point and you may just be, it's about continuing to practice that in different areas of your life and expanding the different areas where you can experience that.
It's a total practice. And I promise it gets easy for anyone listening who's like, I have no idea what my intuition is saying. It gets easier and easier if you just listen and you tune in.
So Stevie, I'm going to bring it back to business because I'm really curious about this. Would you say that you have built your business on using these intuitive pieces?
1,000%. Yeah. I mean, short answer, yes. There's all sorts of practical things that I've done in the past couple of years that have really helped to let myself be seen and get my brand out there in front of ideal clients and things like that, which we can absolutely talk about. But I think there's something about, you know, trusting myself and the intuition that has been a huge piece of my business, because I run a spiritual business. You know what I mean? It's not...
Yeah.
I run a business based off what spirit and what my body is telling me.
I'm curious if I'm going to put you on the spot here. If there's a pivot point or a time in your business that perhaps somebody on the outside or a business coach or something would have been like, no, that was a bad decision, Stevie, or that wouldn't be the way that I would go. But you knew, being a spiritual person and being connected to your intuition, you knew that it was the right thing to do to move things forward.
Yeah, last week.
You're like, yeah, every day. Yeah, welcome.
I had this coach that I was like, oh, I want to work with you. I feel like you'll help me bring my business to the next level. And then I was really, when I tuned in into my intuition, I was like all gung ho, ready to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. And when I tuned into my intuition and sat with it, it was like, no. Not the right person.
Yeah.
And
whew, I've had that experience several times, and the mind has really wants it to be the right person. Right?
I know.
Yes!
And I was like, no, I really wanted it to be you. But there was just something, and there's nothing wrong with the person at all. It's just something, it wasn't quite a match. And that's totally okay. And I know that in the right time, at the right moment, if I need a coach to help me along, that person will present themselves to me or I'll find them.
Yeah.
But I had to go with my intuition on this one, even though I was like, I thought, like my mind was like, they're going to take you to the next, like the next level. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I had to listen to my body.
Whew, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That is a big one because the mind, and my guess too is that also your soul, your spirit, both equally want to go to the next level. It is a heartfelt desire to expand, to share your message, to impact more people. And so the thought of being able to be guided there and to have someone help get behind you feels like, oh, this could be it, right?
Right.
And the truth is that sometimes there is that person. Like,
totally.
There are 100% people and experiences and places. And so I appreciate you sharing that. I've had that personally from my experience. And I know that I've also been on both ends of that spectrum as a coach, being like, yes, you know, I've had clients say, yes, this is 100% it. And the transformation has been magic. And then there's also been people saying, I don't understand why, but this just isn't the right thing right now. And
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Stevie, this is so awesome. You are preaching to the choir with the using your intuition and running a soulful business and really like tapping in to know the next pieces. It's so much of my message, and it's really, I love meeting humans, other women entrepreneurs that are just so soulful and building their businesses that way, because I don't know if you've found this. I have found this. It is a bit against the grain. The reality is there's a lot of women doing a lot of amazing work in the world. And even amongst this like kind of online space and personal growth space, there is a lot of women doing it from their masculine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so when you're talking about listening to the body and tapping in and learning how to listen to your intuition. I call that like being in your feminine.
Absolutely.
And really doing it from an intuitive place. So you are a soul sister, and I am just so delighted to meet you. I would love to hear what some of the practical pieces are that you have put into place to grow your following, get your brand out there, and to attract the clients that you have now.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing for me that has helped my business grow is not being afraid to do a lot of free coaching, especially in the beginning. And some people actually disagree with that and might not resonate with that approach. But for me, when I was first starting out, especially with getting out of health coaching and going into emotional again, kind of this spiritual coaching, it was important for me because I wanted practice and I wanted to hone my skill. And so I add tons of valuable stories almost every single day. I'm doing stories on a valuable topic.
And when you say stories, like Insta stories?
Instagram, yeah, Instagram stories. I will do free coaching calls on Instagram Live. So people can opt in and volunteer to get a free coaching session, but they're being really vulnerable because it's in front of several people on Instagram Live. The benefit of that is that I'm helping someone, they're being coached, and then also the people who are watching get to see what my coaching style is like.
100%. So valuable.
I do... I'm actually getting out of doing weekly, so I'm probably going to be monthly now, but for a while I was doing weekly group coaching calls, and they were just one-offs. Like, anyone can come. It's not part of a program. And $20, anyone can show up and just teaching on a subject and then coaching people and answering questions. Mm-hmm. I've had several clients turn into one-on-one clients from that, from that funnel. Mm-hmm. I've even done things like some little silly things like, you know, for engagement, I'll do, comment A, B, and C on my last post for a chance to win a free session. Mm. And I'll do free sessions with people. And I've gotten one-on-one clients from that because people appreciate how I think I get DMs all the time and feedback on this all the time, how value heavy my social media is. Mm-hmm. And I think that you cannot be in scarcity mindset when you're giving away your best stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like giving, yeah, it's not like you can't give away content or information based on like, oh, someone's just going to take this. Because the reality is, you guys have heard me say this before, is that like people want to know how applies to them directly. Yeah. And they want their own personal experience. So I'm curious for you, where does that internal kind of boundary come for when you are just like giving and giving and giving and then not actually receiving in return?
Right.
I'm assuming that because you're so connected with your body, you've got some type of gauge on that.
Yeah, it actually was an issue, Heidi. Like it was something that I definitely had to cultivate because I was giving so much and then people, I guess, expected it, right?
Yep.
So for me, it's, you know, and here's the thing, I enjoy doing lives. I enjoy doing the coaching. It's so much fun. So that doesn't feel like a drain for me. What feels like out of crossing a boundary is if someone reaches out and they're like, hey, I saw your live video, and they go on to tell me like
their life story,
you know, which is fine. But then they're like, what are your thoughts on, and how can you help me with this?
Yep. So how do you respond to that?
I say, hi, love. Thank you so much for, you know, telling me this and sharing this with me. If you're looking to get some coaching, I would love to chat about that. I do offer free consultations. If you want to hop on the phone, here's my link.
Yep. So this is a really, really important conversation that we're having right now. And it's really important, you guys, all of you that are listening, really hear. Stevie is being of massive service. She is sharing of herself. She's going even so far as giving free coaching, but she's also doing it. We didn't talk about how much free coaching you're doing, you know, kind of behind the scenes and in private. I feel like I may have some things to say about that. but you know, we are talking about you giving incredible value from a, I'm just going to say it from a marketing perspective, like, hey, everyone jump on a group call. It's $20. Here you get a flavor of who I am and what I do. And then you can decide from there if you want to continue on. And you know, when you're talking about being of value and serving, it is really, really, really vital that you have your own internal compass of where is the line, because one of the biggest things that I see women doing is giving and giving and giving, but then not actually turning on that switch to receive. And the truth is that running a soulful spiritual business, you get to give and you get to serve because that's where your heart is at. And if you don't receive in the form of money, which that's all money is,
yep,
you will end up depleted, exhausted. And like, it doesn't matter how much you love it, you will end up drained, right? And so it's like where you have to find that own internal balance, and only you know that.
Yeah.
Only you know when it's like, oh, I'm starting to feel like it's a little too much. You've got to be able to turn on that faucet in order to be able to receive back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was reading, I'm not sure if you know any of his work, David Data.
Oh, so brilliant. Love his stuff. Yes.
Me too. So I'm sure you've read Dear Lover.
Yes. That was like one of the first books that I read probably a decade ago.
Yeah.
That really introduced me to this more like kind of feminine speak. And I remember just like kind of being turned on by the book and
totally.
Like, oh my God, I so want to experience this from myself, from my lover, my husband wasn't in the picture then, but all, yes. Anyways, I cut you off.
No, it's great. I mean, I feel the exact same way. When I found that book, I was like, oh my gosh, how much have I been operating out of masculine force?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that book. I mean, if anyone is struggling with that,
Lover, David Dieta, so good. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. It's so I've been tapping into that and letting, myself receive not only in my relationship, but in life. And I think also like what helped me with how much free coaching I was doing. I realized it was not in alignment. However, I do feel like there was a purpose to it because I feel so in my knowing of what I do.
It gave you the confidence.
It gave me all the confidence. And so,
and that's great. Yeah. Yeah. And that's so important what I hear is that you were able to fully embody your gifts so that then when you're telling someone, we didn't talk about how much you charge or whatever, but whatever it is, 1200, 2000, 3000, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
It's like, then you can just go out and go, oh yeah, this is what I charge. And you have a direct knowing, you have a visceral experience that the worth is there and that the value is there and you're not wavering and questioning. And then the person on the other side of the phone doesn't hear that. And it's like, boom, you're grounded.
Right. Exactly.
Woo! I love it.
Christine, you are magic. I love that I just met a new soul sister.
Yay.
Yeah, so happy to have you on here. Why don't you just let everyone know where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me at my website, steviewright.co. I have a lot of resources, free meditations on there. I also have an anxiety masterclass that is the best thing that I've ever created. It's so near and dear to my heart. I'm on Instagram a ton at @StevieLWright_. And yeah, those are two basically the places I hang out the most.
Beautiful. I love it. Go check her out. Go follow her. And you guys, we talked a lot about receiving today. The topic of our next in-person event on October 10th here in Los Angeles is receiving more of what you want in your life. Love to have you there. Check out thefemininecollective.co to get your ticket. And I look forward to seeing you then. Talk soon.
Bye.